Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking into a really important South African legal decision. It's the Supreme Court of Appeal judgment in Imbombisa and others versus Nelson Mandela Bay Metropolitan Municipality.
Yeah, this one landed November 8, 2024. And it's pretty crucial for understanding public finance rules.
Absolutely. Our goal here is to give you a clear rundown of this case, this document, really focusing on the big question. When exactly can a municipal official be held personally responsible, financially speaking, for missteps? We're talking about the MFMA, the Municipal Finance Management Act.
And the interesting thing, you know, the core conflict isn't about, say, outright theft. It's more about process.
Process. How so?
Well, it comes down to how you read the law. Can officials argue they acted in good faith even if they broke spending rules? Or does breaking the rule itself automatically mean they're on the hook financially? That's the tension.
Okay, let's get into the specifics. The case started with Nelson Mandela Bay Municipality suing some of its former senior managers.
Right. This was about an appointment made way back in February 2014. They hired a company, Aristyle, for a communication strategy.
And the big problem.
The problem was how they hired them. It was done completely outside the official process. No public tender.
Ah. So they just bypassed the municipality's own supply chain management policy, the SCM rules.
Exactly. They sidestepped the whole thing.
And that decision had, well, significant financial consequences. We're talking unlawful payments adding up to, what was it, over R7.6 million.
That's right. R7,638,177.1010, to be precise. The High Court had already flagged these as irregular payments.
Irregular.
Okay. And under the MFMA, that term irregular expenditure is key. Because they broke the SCM policy, the spending itself became unlawful. It didn't matter, legally speaking, if Aristyle delivered a brilliant strategy or not.
Mm. So the focus is purely on whether the rules were followed for spending the money.
Precisely. The legality of the process.
But hang on. Let's say, hypothetically, the city did get our $7.6 million worth of good consulting work out of this deal. Why should the officials have to personally pay that money back? Couldn't they argue, look, the municipality wasn't actually harmed? There was no loss?
That's exactly what they tried to argue. That was their core defense. They said, you know, liability should only kick in if there's actual loss or damage, like in a normal civil claim, or maybe under that good faith protection in Section 176.
Makes sense on the surface, but the Supreme Court of Appeal...
They didn't go for it. Not at all. The SCA confirmed what the lower court found. Section 32 of the MFMA, the part dealing with irregular spending, creates its own specific type of liability, a self-standing statutory liability.
Self-standing. Okay, what does that mean practically?
It means the liability isn't dependent on proving loss or damage. It gets triggered the moment an official deliberately, or even just negligently, approves spending that breaks the rules, like skipping that tender.
So it's like getting a fine for speeding. Even if you didn't cause an accident, the violation is the act itself.
That's a really good way to put it. The act of authorizing the irregular payment is the trigger. And the law actually obliges the municipality to try and recover that money from the officials involved.
Wow. So acting in good faith or arguing we got value for money just doesn't cut it under this section.
According to this judgment, no. Not when it comes to Section 32, liability for irregular expenditure.
And the outcome for these officials.
The appeal was dismissed. They were held jointly and severally liable for the full R7.6 million.
Jointly and severally. Meaning the municipality could go after any one of them for the entire amount.
Yes. It gives the municipality significant leverage to get that money back.
So wrapping this up, the big takeaway seems to be a very strict line on financial accountability in local government.
Absolutely. The judgment reinforces that bypassing legally required processes, like procurement rules rooted in the Constitution, isn't something you can just explain away later by claiming good intentions or no harm done. The obligation to recover improperly spent funds is paramount.
It certainly sends a strong message, but it does leave you wondering, if officials face such strict personal financial liability for process failures, not just actual losses, does that effectively curb potential corruption and ensure rules are followed?
Or does it potentially make the risk too high? Okay. Could it discourage skilled, competent people from even taking on these critical public management jobs in the first place?
That's definitely something to think about. A potential unintended consequence, perhaps. Food for thought for everyone listening.